This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, all you badass wedding vendors out there, let's cut through the, you know, all the fluffy shit today and get real about something super important. Social media. I mean, you got to nail it if you want to book the right clients, right?
Oh, totally. It's a total freaking minefield out there. And honestly, it's easy to get sucked into all the, you know, cheesy sales tactics and the fake perfection.
Yeah. Mm. Like everyone's trying to be like the freaking wedding robot or something.
Yeah.
You know, perfect lighting, perfect smiles, perfect everything. But that's just not real.
Exactly. Not and that. It's not relatable. Couples can smell that fake shit from a mile away. They want to connect with real people, not some curated facade.
So in this deep dive, we're going to tear apart this awesome guide we found called Booking Weddings, Social Media Guide for Vendors. And let me tell you, this thing is a straight up truth bomb.
Mm.
It's all about ditching the bullshit and getting real.
Yeah.
Like showing the messy behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah. Like imagine a florist,
yep.
You know, surrounded by stems and leaves and shit. Or a photographer dodging a drunk uncle to get that perfect shot.
Exactly.
Big light.
It's not always pretty, but it's real. And that's what people connect with.
I think that's a super interesting point because by showing your raw, unfiltered self, you actually build trust with potential clients. They
yeah.
see that you're human, just like them.
Yeah.
And it makes you relatable. People want to see the real you. Not some curated facade.
Right. It's like saying, hey, I'm a hot mess express sometimes, but I'll make your wedding fucking incredible.
Yeah.
Way more appealing than a picture-perfect feed that looks like a robot designed it.
Right. 100%. And the guide also talks about using real stories to your advantage, like sharing a bride's You Saved My Life text or a DJ's epic dance floor takeover video. Emotion connects with people way more than a generic 5-star review.
Hell yeah. Show them the impact you have, the energy you bring, and it's social proof that you're not just good. You're the goddamn best at what you do.
Definitely. And don't forget to actually engage with your followers.
Right.
Like, ask questions, run polls, get those conversations going. Ask your audience what they'd rather have, an open bar or a killer dessert bar. It's a sneaky way to get seen and connect with potential clients while having some fun.
Exactly. Think of the algorithm as a picky matchmaker. It wants to see you putting in the effort and showing off what makes you unique. So don't be afraid to let your freak flag fly.
I love that. Let your freak flag fly. Totally spill a weird-ass fact. Rant about why you'd rather eat glass than give discounts. People buy from people they actually like. So be unapologetically yourself.
Yeah, be yourself. Attract the right clients. The ones who get you and appreciate your unique style. The ones who are going to be a blast to work with. Okay, now let's break down the different platforms and how to use them strategically. This guide covers Instagram stories, Reels, and TikTok, and tells you why they all matter, but like in a way that doesn't make you want to chuck your phone across the room.
Right, for sure. So stories are your daily dose of real-time connection. Think behind-the-scenes snippets, asking first look or in a poll, or doing Q&As about all the crazy shit that goes down at weddings.
Keep those followers engaged and feeling like they're part of your world. Stories are like that juicy reality show your followers can't get enough of. Keep that shit coming.
Totally. And then Reels and TikToks. That's how you grab those new clients who haven't discovered how awesome you are yet.
Think short. Attention-grabbing content like 3 wedding fails to avoid or POV, you booked the most badass venue ever. It's about showing off your expertise and personality in a way that's entertaining and informative. This guide recommends aiming for 3 to 5 Reels or TikToks a week.
Yeah, enough to appease the algorithm gods without losing your damn mind.
Seriously, consistency is key, folks.
Okay.
The more you show up, the more the algorithm rewards you. So get those creative juices flowing and make it rain content. But make sure it's good content. None of that basic crap.
Right. It's got to be good. And speaking of good, let's talk about DMs. For the love of all that is holy, don't be a damn robot when it comes to DMs. No one wants a generic, here's my pricing message.
That's a one-way ticket to getting ghosted faster than a bad Tinder date.
Seriously. What's important is to treat each DM like a real conversation, not a sales pitch. Engage with their posts. Ask genuine questions about their vision and needs.
This guide calls this Make It Their Story.
Yeah, it's all about understanding their vibe and how you can help them design the wedding of their dreams. Like, instead of being all, here are my packages, ask, what's the vibe you're going for? Boho glam or a full-on rock concert. Get them talking, get them excited,
yeah.
And then invite them to a call without being pushy.
Right. No more sign here, sucker energy. We're going for, I'd love to chat more about your vision. Hit me up if you're feeling it. It's all about that human touch, baby.
Exactly. And let's not forget about hashtags and geotags. They might seem like small details, but they can be a gold mine for getting your name out there.
Okay, spill the tea on this because I feel like somebody will screw this up.
Okay, so you need to be using a mix of local and niche hashtags. For example, if you're a photographer in Austin, you might use hashtags like hashtag Austin Wedding Photographer, hashtag Texas Bride, hashtag Boho Wedding Photography, and hashtag Destination Wedding Photographer. And don't forget to geotag venues and cities in your posts.
It's free advertising, putting you directly in front of potential clients searching in specific locations. Imagine a couple looking for a venue in Charleston, and bam, your beautifully tagged photos pop up. It's like magic, but without the cheesy wand and dokes.
Right. And this guide, it lays out a pretty simple three-step system for turning all this scrolling into actual bookings. Want me to walk us through it?
Yep, hit me.
Okay, so step one is about getting seen. Use Reels and TikToks to reach a wider audience. Leverage hashtags and geotags to boost your visibility and engage with other vendors in your niche. Step two is about making them fall head over heels for you. Use Instagram stories to show off your personality, create content that your ideal clients will drool over, and build genuine connections through DMs. And finally, step three is about sealing the deal without being a slimy salesperson. Have real conversations. Offer valuable resources like free guides or consultations and make them feel like VIPs, not just another number on your client list.
So basically, be a real, relatable badass and the bookings will follow. I dig it.
It's about ditching the fake it till you make it bullshit and embracing your authentic self. The right clients will be drawn to your energy and expertise like moths to a flame.
All right. Before we move on to the next juicy part of this deep dive, let me ask you this. Do you ever feel like social media is a necessary evil? Like,
yeah,
you have to do it, but sometimes it makes you want to scream into a pillow.
Oh, hell yes. Yeah. I think every creative entrepreneur feels that way sometimes. It's a love-hate relationship, for sure. But the truth is, social media is an incredibly powerful tool for building your brand and connecting with your ideal clients. It's just a matter of finding a way to use it that feels authentic to you and doesn't make you want to pull your hair out.
Yeah, I think a lot of us get so caught up in the shoulds of social media. We should be posting every day. We should have a perfectly curated feed that we lose sight of what really matters, which is connecting with people and sharing our passion.
Totally. It's so easy to get sucked into the comparison game and start feeling like we're not doing enough or that our work isn't good enough. But the truth is, there's no one right way to do social media. What works for one person might not work for another. The key is to find what feels good for you and stick with it.
I love that.
Yeah.
Find what feels good for you and stick with it.
Right.
That's some solid advice right there.
All
right. We're going to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more juicy tips and tricks to help you rock your social media game and book those dream clients.
Stay tuned.
Okay, so we just threw like a shit ton of info at you, and I'm sure you're probably thinking like, how the hell am I supposed to fit all this into my already insane schedule?
Yeah, I mean, let's be real. You're juggling a million things already. Adding a whole social media strategy on top of that can feel pretty overwhelming.
So where do we even start?
Well, first things first. You gotta figure out who your ideal client is. Like, who are you actually trying to attract? What kind of weddings do you want to be booking? If you're a photographer who specializes in, like, intimate elopements, you're not going to waste your time posting content about giant ballroom weddings.
Right.
That's it.
Total sense. Focus on the shit that actually matters to the people you want to work with.
Exactly. Next, take a good hard look at your current social media presence. Like, what's working? What's not? Are you using the right hashtags? Are you posting consistently? Once you've got a handle on where you're at, you can start making some strategic changes.
Okay, so audit then adjust.
Got it. Now let's talk about creating content. This is where a lot of people get stuck. They overthink it, they get self-conscious, and they end up posting nothing at all.
Oh my God, tell me about it. I've literally stared at my phone for hours like, what the fuck am I supposed to post?
Here's a little secret. It doesn't have to be perfect. In fact, it's better if it's not. People connect with authenticity, so let your personality shine through.
Embrace the mess, the chaos, all the behind-the-scenes craziness that is the wedding world.
Right. And don't be afraid to experiment. Mix it up with photos, videos, reels, stories, TikToks. See what resonates with your audience and what feels good to you.
Variety is the spice of life. And the algorithm eats that shit up. Speaking of the algorithm, let's talk about engagement. This is where the magic happens. You got the killer content. You're attracting the right people. Now it's time to build those relationships.
Don't just post and ghost. That's rookie shit.
Seriously.
Respond to comments, answer questions, engage in conversations. Show your audience that you're not just a faceless brand. You're a real person who actually gives a damn.
And don't be afraid to slide into those DMs. Keep it real. Keep it human, like we talked about before. No one wants to feel like they're being sold to.
Exactly. It's about building rapport, understanding their vision, and offering solutions that genuinely meet their needs.
So instead of hitting them with a generic price list, ask them about their dream wedding, their biggest concerns, their must-haves.
You got it. Get them talking. Get them excited. Mm-hmm. And then when the time is right, casually guide them towards booking a consultation.
Okay, all of this is gold. But let's get down to brass tacks. What are some practical tips for actually implementing all this social media goodness into our already insane schedules?
Well, first things first, create a content calendar. This will help you stay organized and make sure you're posting consistently. You can use a simple spreadsheet, an app, or even just a notebook, whatever works for your brain.
Oh, I'm a total spreadsheet nerd.
Me too. Okay. Next, batch your content creation. This means setting aside dedicated time to create a bunch of content at once. For example, you could spend a few hours on Sunday taking photos and videos for the week,
yeah,
and then schedule them to post throughout the week.
That way you're not scrambling to come up with something to post every single day. Smart.
Right. And don't underestimate the power of repurposing content. You can turn a blog post into a series of Instagram stories or a TikTok video into a reel. Get creative and make that content work for you.
Work smarter, not harder.
Yes. Exactly. And finally, remember to analyze your results. Pay attention to what's working and what's not. Which posts are getting the most engagement? Which hashtags are bringing in the most traffic?
Data is your friend. People, don't be afraid to get geeky with it.
Absolutely. By tracking your results, you can refine your strategy and make sure you're getting the most bang for your social media buck.
This is all amazing advice, but what if you're just starting out and you don't have a huge following yet?
That's a great question. One of the best things you can do is collaborate with other vendors in your niche. Host joint giveaways. Cross-promote each other's content. Tag each other in relevant posts. It's a win-win for everyone involved.
Community over competition, baby.
Hell yeah. And don't be afraid to reach out to potential clients. Directly DM them. Comment on their posts. Show them that you're interested in working with them.
Okay. So be proactive. Build those relationships. And don't wait for the bookings to magically appear.
Exactly. Building a successful social media presence takes time, effort, and consistency.
Mm.
But I promise you it's worth it.
It's about playing the long game, not chasing those quick wins.
And most importantly, have fun. If you're not enjoying the process, it's going to show. Let your personality shine through. Embrace the chaos. And don't be afraid to be a little bit weird.
Because weird is what makes you memorable.
And memorable is what gets you booked.
Damn right. Okay, we've covered a lot of ground today. But before we wrap things up with some final thoughts and actionable takeaways, I want to touch on something that I think a lot of us struggle with, imposter syndrome. You know, that feeling like we're not good enough, that we're going to get found out as a fraud.
Oh, girl, I've been there. Imposter syndrome's a bitch, and it loves to rear its ugly head when we're putting ourselves out there on social media.
Totally. So how do we deal with that? How do we silence that inner critic and show up with confidence even when we're feeling insecure?
Well, first, recognize that imposter syndrome is a liar. It's a sneaky little voice in our heads that tries to hold us back from achieving our full potential.
It's like that annoying friend who's always trying to rain on your parade.
Exactly. Once you recognize that it's a liar, you can start to challenge its bullshit. Remind yourself of all the amazing things you've accomplished, all the happy couples you've helped, all the positive feedback you've received.
Take it, please, I got this.
You got it. Another thing that can help is to focus on your strengths. What are you uniquely good at? What makes you different from everyone else in your industry?
Because let's be real, there are a million wedding photographers out there. What makes you stand out?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Once you identify your strengths, you can start to highlight them in your social media content.
So if you're a photographer who's amazing at capturing candid moments, make sure you're sharing those kinds of photos on your feed.
Yes. And don't be afraid to talk about your process, your inspirations, your unique perspective.
Because that's what makes you.
Absolutely. And finally, remember that it's okay to not be perfect. In fact, it's more relatable to show your flaws and vulnerabilities. People connect with authenticity. So don't be afraid to let your guard down a little.
Preach. No one wants to follow a robot.
Right. So next time imposter syndrome comes knocking, tell it to kiss your ass and get back to work.
Damn straight. Okay, we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive. Let's take a quick break and come back to wrap things up with some final thoughts and actionable takeaways that will have you slaying the social media game like the badass you are.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's wrap up this deep dive with some key takeaways you can actually use to like dominate online and book those dream clients, you know, ready to turn those double taps into like signed contracts.
Hell yeah. So, first and foremost, authenticity is key. Ditch the polished bullshit and just let your personality shine through.
Show them the real you, messy bun, coffee stains and all.
Embrace the chaos, flaunt your unique style, don't be afraid to get a little weird.
Because weird is what makes you stand out, and standing out is what gets you booked, right?
100%. And remember, social media is about building genuine connections,
yeah.
Not just shouting about your services.
Engage with your audience, respond to those comments, answer questions, slide into those DMs like a smooth criminal.
Build relationships. Figure out what they need and offer solutions that actually make their lives easier.
And please, for the love of all that is holy, ditch the canned responses and all that salesy jargon.
Talk to them like the amazing humans they are, not potential dollar signs.
And let's talk strategy. You need to be using the right platforms for the right reasons.
Instagram stories are your daily dose of real life connection. Reels and TikToks are your hooks for new clients. And your website, that's where you seal the deal with all the important details.
And make sure you're using a mix of local and niche hashtags to reach the right people. And don't forget to geotag your posts. Let those clients find you.
And remember, consistency is queen. The algorithm rewards those who show up regularly. So make it a habit to post content on a consistent basis.
Even if it's just a quick behind-the-scenes snap or a funny story from your day, keep that feed alive.
Totally. And here's a final thought to ponder. What if instead of trying to fit into some cookie-cutter mold of what a wedding vendor should be, you embraced all your quirks and used them to your advantage?
Like, what if your weirdness became your superpower?
Boom. You'd attract the most incredible clients, the ones who totally get you, love your style, and trust you to make their wedding day epic.
So go out there, be your badass selves, and dominate the social media game. You got this.
We're here to support you every step of the way.
Until next time, stay fierce. Stay creative and stay true to yourselves. Peace out.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.